And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of August, 2025. August 5th is National Oyster Day. The 200 different oyster species are fascinating mollusks that should be noted for their abilities, including those that play a significant role in our shared ecosystem. Oysters are a keystone species. A keystone species is one on which their ecosystem largely depends, so much so that if they were removed or made extinct, the habitat would drastically change or collapse completely. Grouped together, an oyster bed or oyster reef provides an architectural structure that serves as a habitat for various life. Hundreds of animals, such as sea anemones, barnacles, and hooked mussels, live in oyster reefs, reproducing and finding protection from predators. Oysters are able to change their gender. All oysters start life as male, but most will change permanently to female after about a year. Their reproductive organs produce both sperm and eggs, giving them the capability to change gender. It is therefore possible for oysters to fertilize their own eggs. Once millions of eggs are fertilized, the female discharges them into the water. Larvae develop in 6 hours and settle into a bed in 2 to 3 weeks. Oyster shells come in an endless variety of shapes and sizes, and what creates each unique formation is the surrounding community. As oysters attach themselves to a bed, they grow around the surface and the other oysters around them. Each oyster who joins the reef helps add to the overall shape of the bed and each individual shell. One oyster can filter over 2 gallons of water per hour. Through their gills and food consumption, oysters remove pollutants from the water around them. Multiple studies have shown that one oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water per day. By absorbing nitrates, ammonia, phosphates, plankton, detritus, bacteria, and other organic matter, oyster reefs can drastically improve water quality and clarity. In the Chesapeake Bay, the oyster population at its peak could filter the entire water volume in just 3 days. Oysters restore shorelines. The reefs oysters create together are natural barriers that protect shorelines from erosion, tides, and storm surge. These sturdy fortresses knock down the height and force of the waves and keep sediments from washing away into the water. Oyster populations worldwide face threats from overfishing, habitat destruction, and pollution. Since many consider them precious delicacies, they are always in high demand, resulting in overfishing. Moreover, filter-feeding oysters are highly vulnerable to water pollution. Industrial waste disposal and agricultural runoff pollute the seas, disrupting their feeding process and triggering diseases that can kill entire oyster beds. While almost 80% of oysters have been lost worldwide, they are making a comeback. Many oyster rewilding projects have been proposed to protect coastal cities. August 5th is also National Couscous Day. This day marks the existence of this fluffy, delicious, and versatile grain that originated in North Africa. Couscous can be eaten plain or mixed with either salads or brothy stews. One theory states that couscous spread to the Middle East from North Africa. In another theory, Muslims and Sephardic Jews who were forced out of Spain in the 15th century by Christianity possibly took couscous with them to the Middle East. Couscous first appeared in Moorish Spanish cookbooks in the 13th century. Couscous is common in North Africa. It is similar to rice, pasta, or bread, since it's an inexpensive and highly nutritious product made from wheat or other cereals, like sorghum, barley, corn, or millet, that can be preserved long term. Couscous is also very versatile, as it pairs with almost everything, vegetables, legumes, or fresh fruit, and it tastes delicious when combined with herbs and spices. Couscous also expresses ethnicities and cultures and has religious meanings. In Africa, couscous is eaten at family feasts. Therefore, the dish is associated with solidarity. Also, couscous accompanies Friday and end of Ramadan celebrations and is present at birth and wedding feasts. Couscous contains many vitamins and minerals, such as immune-supportive selenium, and it is a good source of protein and fiber. Couscous is extremely inexpensive, and it is quick and easy to prepare. And here's a prayer for breaking the fast during Ramadan. O Allah, I fasted for you, I believe in you, and I put my trust in you, and I break my fast with your sustenance. A prayer when breaking one's fast. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to protect oysters and eat couscous.